Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing, testing.
Program mapped out with the help of professional growth systems. You can see on there growth systems out of Anchorage. Okay. The purpose. The purpose is the same since the beginning. It wasn't changed when Robert was alive, and the goal is still the same. So the purpose and the goal are still the same. We have an agenda on your bottom right hand. It explains how the task is set out. You can see by the top left-hand corner that the earliest date we can get the task done on your right hand upper. It's the earliest finish.
Right hand upper.
Yeah.
Right hand.
The date's on the box right here.
Oh, I see.
This shows the earliest finish. Earliest start, earliest finish. And it has on this right here, this corner, latest finish. And the who is delegated the task.
Who would the bank you on?
P.S.P. Schaefer, R.S. Ross Schaefer, H.M. Hannah Minnie-Hall. And I only have two boxes assigned to me. Task. This can be changed. This isn't put in concrete. And wherever it needs to be changed, we could go ahead and change it. The first things that we wanted to do was have start program. And by the time we have program established in every village, that should have been set up by August 30, 1991. That's the date we're shooting for. This, when you follow from one task from the start program on your left-hand corner, when you follow the line up there, you see facilitation. That line deals with developing strategy for selecting coordinators. That's the coordinators in every village. Ideally, we'd like to have a couple in every village. They have developed the compensation plan because there is a green with a gold star on it showing it has been completed. The next thing we need to do is identify key people, elders, and hire coordinator in every village. And hopefully, maybe on the first fall trip, we could go into that, or whichever way you think best. And under village needs, we need to start a village need. And we have a training that we wish to do with the coordinators. We have training ready to go. We have developed the initial village contact strategy. We have identified the group to determine village needs, which are the elders. We have defined the system for establishing the program, which is through Inupiaq Ilikusay. Now we need to establish village needs once we identify those, like Big Brother and Big Sister program. And when you follow that line, it'll have other things that need to be done, like write village needs report, village needs identified. And all of these tasks are connected somehow one way or the other. And the next one is administration. We started the administration of Inupiaq Ilikusay. Right now the village coordinator handbook is being developed by Pete. And we have, it goes to a connection point, which is assess administration staffing needs. Once we identify the people, we'll develop a program for organizational chart. And Pete has started those develop support service strategies to avoid duplication. We decided to have agency corporation, start agency corporation, determine which agencies to meet with. And Marie, Chuck, they have been explained and shown the chart. And with Ross, they have met again a couple, this Monday they have met. Then we examine possibilities of merging staff with other agencies, which is Manilac, Borough, and NANA. Now they're going to look at where they should merge it, how they should merge it, and I think they will meet on that. School district partnering is so Ilagun that we put it by itself. We need to start partnering with them. And the developing cross-cultural presentation for school district, utilizing NANA staff talents in a team approach. We need to find out who all has orientation, and we need to come together in a meeting and present it to school board and get on their fall agenda and present it to the new teachers and principals. And I have to evaluate, select, and catalog available video material. I am halfway done on that. Next thing, determine video production needs and uses, and hopefully I'll get that done once I go to the 7th Inuit Surf and Polo Conference to be held in Fairbanks. And we need to, Pete is going to develop a strategy for approaching school district, and as you can see from the task, it goes down the line how they would like to get renewed commitment from school district through resolutions. And from there, we hope to set up regular meeting schedule with school district. In 71, they had made a Inupiaq Ilikusait resolution where it was going to be incorporated by Manila in school district, but we need to get a renewed...
That was
81.
Yeah.
We need to get a renewed commitment from them.
Yeah.
If you have any questions.
They've been talking about a quad board meeting. It hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm. I think they're waiting for everybody to get done with their summer things and to hopefully get people together and get that started.
We usually have two meetings a year with the villages in the fall and in the spring. We haven't had meetings in the spring.
I thought they were going to do it right after the Elders Conference. Yeah.
These are the people on the Regional
Elders
Conference.
I mean,
you'd like to have an updated list.
I do have the general recommendations, last year's recommendations from last year's Elders Conference, for maybe helping us figure out the village needs. And a long time ago, when Spirit Committee first began, this is the information they got from the villages. That's just a sample. And I do have a listing of all the NANA regional elders in every village, their birth dates. We need to get that updated. And I've canceled all my village trips so that we could work on how we would like to work on, go about setting up a schedule.
You know, I was thinking about that. I'd have to go around the schedule. We just know if they want me up here. I know they'll need help. I don't know how far they are. And then around Siboneyevik, I have made promise. I said, the last 2 weeks in July, I'll try to be there on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
I had received a call from Levi stating that since they didn't have any money, they're going to go ahead and let Amber handle it for 2 years. Since they had handled it for 2 years and just take turns so I had informed Ross and informed Chuck. He wanted me to inform Chuck, so I informed Chuck. And he didn't say how far they were.
Yeah, I have a couple of minutes from the last meeting with Adventure Groups. They wanted to try and hold it the last 2 weeks in July. And write a letter to the rural Bay asking for assistance. And I gave a verbal report to our reach to say to your party that there is much manpower with our present staff. And I can see if I'll work to talk with them. And I'd like to ask them.
I haven't heard a thing. All I heard was what happened at that meeting, and then,
And I think we should work around our schedule that August 13th through the 19th, I would ask for the date for the 25 teachers orientation. We had planned on it. Do we remember that preliminary or planning?
Yeah,
We thought she would never, but we might have to think of one.
Bobby Blue would call me yesterday and we talked at length about they're having their school district orientation on the 20th of August. Mm-hmm. With all of the teachers, including new teachers and so forth. And it's a lot like cultural orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned what Eric Madsen mm-hmm. was working on, and he said, "Well, that depends on how many people have enrolled for that."
Oh.
So it's contingent on enrollment, which I didn't know initially. You know, I just mm-hmm. thought it was
mandatory.
Yeah. I haven't heard from Eric either.
Where is he?
He's not here locally that I know of. I know he's getting married this summer. Maybe he's honeymooning. I don't know. Yeah, when I saw him last week, I hadn't seen him for so long. I said, "Hi, Aurora. Are you guys getting married?" She said, "This summer." Yeah, so Anchorage. And then they have a follow-up in service for September 13th. And they'll have 50 new teachers. So I told her, I said, "Well, by October, first part of October, you'll know if they're having any problems. They'll really need help, you know, because by that time they always need help.
Mm-hmm.
Once they start working into it, and put them on my slow learners too."
Yes. That'd be an ideal time to bring this up as part of just information dissemination during the cultural and orientation.
So they've got Ross Schaefer and some other people lined up for this orientation. And I asked her as soon as she's got her draft lined up to send us copies.
Mm-hmm. I know that she had asked Linda Lee to do that.
Uh-huh.
Write up a draft.
Yeah, so I know they're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's only a month away.
Yeah, so the question mark I have on that is on Eric, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they're working on that, and they would like, she was asking me for an elder to say the opening prayer, and long as it's a regional thing, I was wondering, would we have any problem bringing Billy Sheldon down to talk about the values and also to give us an answer for that day?
I don't think we would.
Yeah, I was thinking that would really be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he's going in and out of his camp. And you left a radio message for him. If you sent a letter out, I'm sure you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me.
toxins, since we're using the regional, maybe that would be a nice way to address it.
Okay.
The other thing, some of the assembly people were asking was how the UFED cultural camp is going. Does Bobby need any more assistance, or how are they doing?
Whenever she needed assistance, she called me, and I had introduced her to Laura Smith, Cara Bray, and Cara Cleveland, and Edna Bristow. They have been helping her. And when I do check in, it's usually I'm working with the students on their greeting. And on the first day, I had worked with them how to put animal skins were and how they were used.
Okay,
so I have been checking in with her.
So those ladies are helping her with what?
Fishing? Yeah. Nets.
Fishing and nets.
Mm-hmm. I know, I don't know if they had done their tundra tour yet. I had told her that if she needed help on that I could go along with them. And I could round up some elders for them to bring along, to identify greens, how they're prepared, cock and sura and tea and, you know, what was available. So
are they actually making fish nets, or are they?
I just don't know. Checking net, putting net, and cutting fish was what I understood. I'm not sure if it's hanging net or making net, but I know how to repair. They were going to get into that.
They have no any socks yet?
They do. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple there by...
You mean trim nets?
Yeah. No. They had the, over there by the cultural center, they had some up.
Oh, okay.
Right there beside the... Yeah, right beside the pin.
I thought it was in your socks, but I was trying to clarify when you say hang them. I wanted to know if it was hanging fish, or if they're
hanging fish.
Hanging
fish. And as far as I know, they were having luck. They had a lot of fish.
How many children are born there?
Hello, this is Hannah. No.
How many children have gone through the program so far?
She didn't report back here. I don't know who she reports to directly. Maybe to Larry. Probably Carrie.
Because it would be nice to do a promo on that in the fall. Yeah. Do infant days.
Yeah, because I know the elders
yeah.
want to
know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could get that report from Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carrie, who?
She's in charge of the museum. She's Ben Westland's wife. He's assistant superintendent. I'll introduce you sometime. Does she work in the building?
No. She's was she on leave?
During camp? During tour season?
Oh, she's not in the building. She's on consultant basis.
Okay.
Were you going to make another round of village trips this summer?
I thought I'd wait. I know I'd made commitments to be at Kivalina August 1st, but that's flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be there exactly on August 1st. When we talk about our village needs there,
mm-hmm.
from my last trip,
mm-hmm.
They really wanted to find out how we could organize a workshop,
mm-hmm.
so that we could start talking.
She had a real good report last time when we had a
meeting. Mm-hmm. That was
her last year. She had just come back from Brainbow and Kivalina and looked in the check.
Mm-hmm.
first time and always had a lot of conflict. And I think that's been resolved. We've given technical assistance and start implementing organizing themselves as a village.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they talk about is when you try to work together as a group, they don't know the direction that they, as group people, want, because they never had any they never had any technical assistance available to them.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're losing a lot of their fish cash in New South Wales. Through erosion
and going up.
No, Kivalina.
Yeah.
And their, what they call those holding bins, or folks in there, for sewer. They talk about various things. But one of the things they were saying is that they'd really like to have talks about elder benefits as part of the overall planning for the village, because so many of them, if they come to Kotzebue, they find out that their illness has gone beyond help, and we're not detecting any of the serious illnesses in time, so that there's a high death rate. That we're not, then they're not happy with the referral system. Sometimes if they make a referral to the hospital, they don't ever get an answer back.
And locally, they don't seem to know enough to say, you know,
we don't have everyone covered. The old people, even if they're eligible for Medicaid or Medicare or some kind of insurance when they're retired, they don't seem to know that. And the young mothers and young children are not covered. So people are always getting it out of their pockets and not really having a comprehensive coverage for travel or for food when they get here. Tinta Swan said, we know when we get to Anchorage and as outpatient we have a place to stay, but what about Kotzebue? You know, they really can't take care of their meals when they come. They stay with their relatives. It's not a comprehensive package. That's how the conversation got into social security, helping social services. A lot of the families don't have any information. I think it needs a workshop on a village-wide basis as far as how extensive are our services in Manila, with Manila Medical Center, and how does NANA give assistance? How about the Lions Clubs in the villages? You know, those kinds of things need to be linked up.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to, there were three areas that they're really complaining about: their travel, their hearing aid, and their eyeglasses. That's why we were saying maybe we should do a poll.
Yeah.
And August 1st is flexible.
And I was telling you about that health fair.
Mm-hmm.
We could focus on elderly health fair. And I know there are resource people in Anchorage and Fairbanks who would fund their travel and everything to be there to assist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's testimonials from the there were people who were in Fairbanks health fairs and how grateful they were they had gone to those health fairs because of the blood tests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They found out early enough of serious diseases that were developing and have them taken care of initially right away in the beginning. And that's something I think we need to. I think the three of us need to take a look at that manual that I have. Maybe even with after we make up our minds how to use it and approach Maria or do it as a service to the elders.
Mm-hmm. Now at Point Hope, there are so many elders, they don't fit in their center where they eat. If you
mean,
so
you mean their place is not big enough anymore?
You're right. They call it the senior center. And they don't, they want to be able to go to different places like the shut-ins, the critically ill, visit them.
Okay.
After their meetings and talk to elders, and they need lots of input even on the IRA level as far as the memo agreement they have with Manila. The Point Hope traditional council has been left out of that process. We have one person sitting in as a board member for both Manila board and the Health and Social Services Board with Northfield Borough. I don't know if that's the solution. That person isn't. And maybe it's not just Point Hope. It's other places too, saying they need to report back somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, 60 days after annual reports are written, they're to report, give those reports to the IRA at Point Hope, and they haven't received anything. Nobody's kept them up to date as far as how health services are coordinated into that village.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they got connected with us is that we do offer health and social services and medical services here because it's hooked in with the health and other systems. It's closer for them to roll around and on the way through Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Bear. They've always been like this, big for this, and they, I guess, didn't want that separation. I try to present that.
Maybe we could get enough information as to how these work and who the contact people are and bring them on our next trip and say,
you know, there's also another thing we need to work on the next Region Elders Council meeting, bring it up on their agenda. They would like to be included on as member of the Region Elders Council, and they'd like for their children to go to CBU.
Point Hope,
and they've adopted Independence Crusade
mm-hmm.
program. They're now bringing elders into the school.
Who's in charge of our meeting?
I just go through the mayor, David Stone, and the coordinator with the elders is Sam Nash.
So when we go around to the villages and we find out what all the INUFEP activities that they're doing, what more do they want to learn and teach both the elders and youth especially, because I know what the elders
and maybe we need to bring up this chart and explain to them where we're at and ask them to start thinking about identifying key people they would like to see as coordinators.
I think that would be appropriate because they could be thinking about it.
And when it
and
is
then,
brought
and then,
up,
and then
they have names.
Yeah, and then they could think about let them have a discussion of whether they would like a couple together or two different individuals. You know, because sometimes I know when one family gets too much income compared to the rest, it sort of becomes antagonistic too in village people. That's what I say. They always, the rest of them always start saying, well, let them do it, they're getting paid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
and maybe find out what type of a program they would like to have. Start thinking about what type of a program.
I guess I left most of this stuff that I had with me at the camp later on. At NORTAC, they were telling me at this meeting that they really need to strengthen their elder council so they could be listened to by the school. When they go to the school to have impact, they were told, yes, sure. And when the elders go up, the principal said, I forgot to inform the teachers, so they never had impact days. They're not able to discipline their children with values, and they're seeing a big difference just in the attitude of their children because of not getting any values teaching.
You know, it's really valuable to have two kinds of instruction at home and reinforced as a group. That's how the church is supposed to work too. You know, you teach Christian values at home and then get that group teaching in church. To give support.
Right. And they want Eskimo as their first language and work towards that effort. They feel that Princess Kenneth Ashby was saying that instead of just saying sun, you say the sun is rising, and kids could learn the concepts in paragraph. He was saying that there was a teacher, what is his name? He said that Mr. Hines was the BIA teacher of NORTAC, who had traveled widely, and he asked Kenneth and Eskimo why he was interested in Eskimo, and he said, well, I've been studying it. And the way he saw how Mr. Hollingsworth, a non-impact, was taking lessons is that in his book, is that Naktaktuk Nipiro. And they feel in the NORTAC dialect that they could expand on the dictionary. Because right now we're forcing them to work with the Kobuk dialect from all the books through the school district. And they feel that's discouraging a lot of the children from saying what they learned at school. When a grandpa asks, what did you learn today? There's no response. There's no comprehension. So they're not concentrating on conversation. Conversational impact. It's just
and here
it's not tuned into the dialect of NORTAC. So the impact teacher should write books in paragraphs, like to keep impact language from being lost, like short paragraphs in English and translated in impact, and that way you could say, I plan to hunt tomorrow. You know, the kids would be able to connect concepts and say what they need. Victoria said, sure, we want to, at home we can be speaking in fact to our children. And Ken said, during World War II, our language was used as a secret code. And there are a lot of benefits for knowing our impact. We never know when we'll get to that.
Yes, it is.
And Herbert Unalak said, they take care of other villages and seem to ignore NORTAC. Let's ask for agents, meaning you, whoever's in charge of other kinds of organizations, and let them know what we lack in funds. And for instance,
you know, if I think if we could take this information that you have here and categorize it for NORTAC, you know, it could give us an idea
of village needs.
Of where it might lead us in other villages.
Right,
you know.
Okay. For instance, apparently at NORTAC they did some skin sewing and they had materials and teachers and children were learning how to make Maklap bottoms. Those funds have been discontinued. They said, could you find funding for these classes? Some of us could understand, some of us could carve, hunt, and use our hands. Somebody to teach us, like skinning the hair.
Especially for material.
Yeah. And that request was made by a young man. he was being supported by the elders. Mm-hmm. Now, they also supported my office moving into Motec. We were all excited because I said, gee, who knows how I could help by my office being up here. Mm-hmm. It was very positive. Now, at Kivalina, they were talking about setting up a coastal camp.
That's really necessary because a few years ago when John was here, we used to talk about that given there and that also the need to have a coastal camp, mm-hmm. so they could also learn how to knit clay and all that.
Joe Swan said they had some funding to the school district, and he was their teacher. He would take the young people. He called on it. But he just take them out there for 10 days and they want to go right back home and get dressed properly. Because that was the only way they could understand how they could hook up and be out there and hunt seals. Mm-hmm. And he said that was the best way they could learn was by going out there and
doing
the seal.
Themselves.
And knowing the safety and the hazards. And the idea of working together as a group is so important. Anyway, there are many things attached to values for that camp and they only talk about getting it started. They talked about it. I'm sure that they would elaborate on it when we got back.
When we have our village meetings and if it's possible to get something from every village the way you did for NOTAC, that would be real good.
Do we?
You know what's so exciting is sometimes traveling as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So that each of us, when we get home, we've been to that meeting, we go back and each of us do our thing. Because you never know from Indian Health Service what Dr. Richards and his crew could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Or you never know with your associates, with these professional growth systems.
We need to see the whole picture, you know.
And you as a president,
we could have it done in every village.
Different perspective.
Maybe, who knows, maybe we can, once we find out all the village needs, we can get that into charge for them.
Uh-huh.
And everybody can have something like this to look up and what's been
what,
done.
What I really wanted to do, and I haven't written down my program yet for FY 1991. I do have the budget. I'd love to give different government options just in workshops because NOTAC really needs to be thinking of making their own decisions on the local level, whether it's Lions Club, the organization that gives health and social services kinds of needs to the village when they're hungry, they're fed, or given monies to travel on emergency basis or something like, or eyeglasses, hearing aids. All kinds of needs are being met through that organization. You know, and we need somehow to recognize that as part of the village function. And the other part is with the church. If we could say to the church, there's this real needy woman, she needs counseling. There's some of us that get together with that person and identify with them. I think that some of our social problems won't go on and on and on from generation to generation. We would cut the pain off and change, you know, some of this from the negative part to try to get it into the pattern of the positive living attitude, which affects the whole family. And the other part is with the school and with the NOTAC Elders Council and with the IRA so that they would know. And whenever we say in a government sense, this is what it is, they won't be thinking, what are they talking about? We need to keep getting them
develop
informed.
Support service strategy to avoid duplication. That's what each of those
on
organizations
on the government level,
yeah,
just their decision making power, because in fact, is supposedly coming from the village level, and we support that. But decisions they make, we support it, and that part is real difficult to try to explain. That it become
so
from the grassroots.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying when. when I say we need community education, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
they get that all mixed up with,
mm-hmm.
but it's community education, so they'll know how to use the bureaucratic system.
And when it runs into snags, how to go through the process.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
uh-huh.
it might be a resolution. Maybe it might be a management board coming to the meeting and saying, you know, we have this big, enormous problem that was created for us, and they would have something to report.
Mm-hmm.
Or to the borough
mm-hmm.
assembly, or
mm-hmm.
to the school board.
Yeah.
And there are so many things they could take on those villages that could help support what they're doing on the local level.
Or
and
maybe meet
happening.
With IRA, city council, and the other
mm-hmm.
groups the next day after we meet with the elders.
Mm-hmm.
Or even in a community,
yeah,
include them.
Yeah.
One time there was 8 of us that made village trips. And I have tapes, I think Pete has them, or Ross's secretary has those tapes. These were all trips to the villages.
And I listened to every one
and,
of them.
And one of the great things about that is that not only is Nana chairman there,
yeah.
but the borough mayor was there.
President.
Sometimes I was the only one, or sometimes Marie would send Linda DVD mix. But there was always somebody other than myself from Manila
mm-hmm.
During most of the trips. And you know what it does? It helps us focus in our direction to support the world.
Because we're trying to help
mm-hmm.
the people. Our one goal is to help the people.
Because when we talk about our traditional villages that our board is responsible
mm-hmm.
to, somewhere along the line, that link of communication is broken up so badly,
yeah.
there's no direct pipeline from their meetings to the village anymore. Or them coming out of the village when I talked to different board members.
Mm-hmm.
It's not clear. Their responsibilities are not clear. Maybe that's something we could make a part of this quad board.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called quad board.
Yeah, but borough got incorporated and now it's called quad board.
And they could even pull in the region of Elvis Council mm-hmm. into there too.
But I'm thinking of your new tactic. Is there any way we can get started on that while we're talking about it on big sheets?
Maybe
sure.
The
yeah.
sheet from the
yeah. If we could get that started, and I think we'll begin to end up with a format
mm-hmm.
That'll be real useful, you know.
And it
because in effect, it requires encompasses all kinds of things now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it touches all of our lives.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
at least get some doctors. Yeah, it's not just
it's not just in your back cultural.
It's
thing.
Not just health anymore.
Yeah.
Like my program was mental
yeah.
health.
Uh-huh.
But it takes every
yeah.
different facets. And
yeah.
I think the healthier they feel, the stronger we become in our program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
And I love doing things as a group. It's tough trying to do it alone. I keep telling that to Marlene after they don't understand. Maybe they're starting to understand that this joint board meetings. Remember you were talking about community ed, that part of it too,
uh-huh.
where we
we'll use one sheet for one kind of category.
That's how this
sheet.
Is made.
Yeah,
on
for another category.
Like
so it'll be easy to separate, you know.
Okay. Shall I start with Herbert Unalek's comment?
part what?
Let's ask our agents and let them know what we lack funds in. They take care of other villages and seem to ignore NOTAC. Let's ask our agents.
What he was talking about is they
started the conversation about their bilingual program where
language
their NOTAC dialect does not represent their materials that they get, and they'd like for their children to learn the conversation and converse, even if it's a new dictionary with short paragraphs.
Okay. So when they're talking about problems, they're talking about the curriculum in okay.
Also, in just a word, they don't learn in concepts like
right,
in sentences or paragraphs. For instance, instead of being able to say the sun is rising, they just know sun.
Short paragraph
in English and translated in English. Maybe that's that.
Okay. Need whole sentences or short paragraph to teach English.